Blog Talk Radio.
My credits intro is Alex Clare, two quotes. Just want to start out saying I hope everyone is having so far a beautiful day. Went to the gym this morning, did my morning run, and it's actually gorgeous, and the weather is beautiful. And I also want to send a special shout out to my goddaughter, Genesis. She is listening this morning. Hi, Genesis. Love you. Okay, just want to say again, thanks to my supporters for supporting me as I grow and develop this platform. Kind of want to remind you guys, the listeners, what this show is about. It's about networking, staying focused on connection, motivating each other, and building our businesses, and, you know, just trying to be successful. But the main thing is, again, the show is about networking, motivating each other. So remember, ladies, free marketing comes with social media via Twitter. You got Facebook. You have Tumblr. And you'll have other marketing tools out there to promote your business. But remember, those are free. So remember that. So I want to start out just doing some current events today. On December the 6th, SCORE Houston is having a Get Started Constant Contact. That will be at 10 o'clock. Again, that's December the 6th at SCORE Houston at 10 a.m. Then SCORE Houston also will be having on December the 8th, Starting and Running Your Own Business. And remember, like I told you in the beginning, SCORE Houston gives you all the assistance that you need in starting and running and funding your business, from funding to actually owning it. They achieve your goals by giving you the tools that you need. So with SCORE Houston, they help you with, as far as brainstorming, birthing your ideas for your business, you know, trying to be successful. They remember they actually do financial structure. So as far as if you want to get a loan from a bank or if you have personal savings, however it is, they help you with your financial structure. And they also give you all the educational background you need on your business. So, again, SCORE Houston helps you. And they also help you with marketing tools to promote your business as well. Now, remember, all marketing tools are not free. But, again, I named a few in the beginning, which, like I said, Facebook, Twitter, they have LinkedIn. They have a few more, Tumblr. Can't think of them all right now. But with SCORE Houston, they will help you promote your business as well. So I'm going to share some ideas on how to start a business with a few dollars or less. When I say a few dollars, I'm saying like $500 or less, because I've been getting a lot of emails of how to start a business with nothing down. And remember, girls, if you want to get a grant funding for a business, you would have to develop a business plan. Business plans are essential when you're getting grants. And if you want to do a grant, you probably have to start, I would say, in January and hoping to be funded by June or July. So if you're trying to find something with a business that's going to require you to get a loan or a grant, it will take some time. So here are a few ideas that will help you. Pet supply company, you can do that online. You can actually find a location and do it, but I think online would be easier and much more affordable. Maybe pet sitting. That's pretty cheap because you have a lot of people that go out of town and they need someone to, you know, keep their pets while they're out of town. A coffee shop. I got an email last week from someone that wanted to open up a coffee shop. Again, Starbucks is out there, but if you get your business in a good location offer Wi-Fi for your clients. They can come in, sit and chat, have coffee, maybe have donuts and something like that. That's a good business as well. Maybe a healthcare staffing agency. That's something that possibly I would think that's needed out there. Maybe dealing with the elderly people, maybe sitting with them. You have some people that maybe need to go run errands, and they need someone to sit at home with their elderly parents. So I would say in the healthcare industry, but maybe health, not health-related, like adult sitting, that's something good as well. I have a email I want to read, but before I go to email, I'm going to take a short break, come back, read a few emails, and I had a guest today. Actually, he was the cousin of Charles Dutton from Rock. His name is Cecil Dutton. He was going to get some information on how to start a business in the community as well. He had to cancel today because he had a business meeting, but I will have him next week. So I have one celebrity on the line. So, but I'll be right back. Take a short break. First email that I have comes from Jackie. Jackie wants to know, what step does she take on writing a book? Writing a book is a good thing, Jackie. I would suggest the first thing that you do, since you actually did email, if you want to do a children's book or a novel, whatever book it is, first put your thinking cap on. Write notes on what you're going to actually write. Write your book in phases. Create some type of outline of your book. Develop some type of characters so you'll know which way you're going with your characters. And then in the process of your characters, ask yourself what your readers will be asking you about your book. Then after you kind of do your book in phases, just start writing it, put it together. Get someone actually to read it or edit it, and then from there, to start looking for your publishers to see if you can get it out there. But again, with writing a book, it's good to write it in phases. Know the elements of a good book or a good novel if you're going to write a novel, and that'll help you be a successful writer. Hope that answered a few of your questions. I'll email you some additional information as well. Thank you, Jackie, for that email. And I have another email from Carla. Carla wants to know how to start a boutique, or do I have any additional ideas that she can start a business with $100 or less? So let's see, a boutique. Now, with any business, you would have to get your EIN number. Get the name of your business. Get your name out there so you can secure it. Evaluate the area, the competition in the area for a boutique. Find out if there's a market in that area for your boutique. Draw up a business plan, if possible. If you can, do a business plan always. Maybe talk to an accountant and see if what your budget allows you to do. Then find a venue for your boutique. Are you going to use old clothes, or are you going to start out with online clothes? And as far as online, if you don't have enough money to do an actual standalone boutique, I would suggest to do something online, and that would be much easier, less hectic, less stressful, and then design your boutique and furnish it. Determine where you're going to get your suppliers, where you're going to get your inventory from there. Hopefully that answers a few questions. I'm not really familiar with boutiques, but, again, I have a little knowledge of that as well. But I will email you that information as well. Thank you, Carla, for that email. Have one last email I want to read. Melva Brown, she wants to know, what business can she start with $100 or less, or to buy a franchise? Well, buying a franchise, depending on what franchise you're going to actually use or buy, always check it out. Check, you know, do a background on the business that you're going to actually try to buy into. Buying a franchise, I doubt if you would find anything under $100, but I did get some ideas earlier as far as a travel agency at home. That's like a home-based business. You have a pet supply. You can do that online. That pet sitting, that's probably under $100 or less after you get your EIN number and all your marketing information. The healthcare sitting for elderly people, or if you can find someone with a special needs child or something like that, just some type of sitting with someone that with a loved one that a person needs to go out and run errands, and, or if they have to work for a couple of hours, something like that. That's something that I think would probably be under $100. Again, I hope that answered your question as well. I will send you out some additional information as well. I also thought about, ladies, trying to become a mentor to someone. If you can motivate a child or an adult, you know, you have some shelters out there with mothers who need to be mentored. Dress for success ideas. You can help these ladies get job interviews, job skills. This is a commitment helping to improve the neighborhood or just your community or just trying to give back. Me and my girlfriend was actually talking about doing a Dress for Success program, and we will be, you know, committed to have certain women to, you know, help them dress for success, career development services to help them mainstream in the workplace. We're going to try to offer them interviewing seminars, resume writing, job leads. We'll probably have someone to come out and actually do some interviews with these ladies to help them get their foot in the door to get them where they need to be. So think about that, becoming a mentor to someone that you know of, an adult, in a shelter if possible. Also, guys, I want to ask everyone again to please follow me at Twitter, Open Talk 2, Facebook, Open Talk 2. Keep constantly sending me your emails, opentalk2@yahoo.com. I want to thank my sponsors, Picture It Photography, pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have Northwest Educational Institute. You can email them at nei55@yahoo.com. I have Empowered Church at 9036 Humble Westville Road. That's Humble, Texas. The pastor there is Julian Robinson. I love him. Got to love my pastor. I have the Houston Power Women's Football Team. Their website is www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Email them at houstonpowerfootball@gmail.com. The season will be starting for the women's football in June. So, again, they're looking for sponsors. They need some assistance. They're looking for coaches. Again, that's Houston Power Women Football, www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Again, one last time, the email is houstonpowerfootball@gmail.com. One last sponsor I have is J&S Power Washing Services. This guy comes out to your home, pressure washes your house. He will do your driveway. He will do your car. Anything like that. He is very awesome, very great. Again, that's J&S Power Washing. Remember, our mission is to inspire and motivate women and men to be successful at their greatest potential. And my value that I'm looking at is to be honest and integrity. And my motto is live your life to the fullest and go for your dreams. So, again, I want to close with what I normally do, my puns to ponder, want to just ask everyone to think about it's all for him. And the verse that I want you to remember is for everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. That's Romans 11 and 36. Jesus will give you everything you need to live for him. And the question I want you to consider, and I'm going to leave you with, is where in my daily routine can I become more aware of God's glory? Hope you guys had a great day. Hope you enjoyed the segment. I will be back on the air December the 12th with my guest again. His name is Cecil Dutton. He is the cousin of Charles Dutton, the guy from Plays Rock. I don't know if you guys remember Rock or not. He was in other movies as well. But he will be back. He will be on December the 12th, and he's going to give out some information on how to start a business in his area or his field that he's endeavored in. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you again for motivating me. And remember, we have to network. Have a good day.